When completed, Kahawiki Village near Ke'ehi Lagoon will provide 160 rental units for homeless families on Oahu, an estimated 600 adults and children. House Speaker Scott Saiki says Kahawiki is an example of government and the private sector working together toward a common goal.
So the legislature's role will basically be to designate state land that can be used for a village, and second, to help to make sure that there's sufficient infrastructure for the village.
Saiki says the challenge for lawmakers would be to provide subsidies for chronically homeless individuals with substance abuse issues or mental illness. Businessman Dwayne Kurisu, who spearheaded the Kahawiki project with the state, county, and private sector donors, says the goal is to provide more than shelter.
Our organizing team, who have had roots growing up in plantation towns, modeled it after the way we grew up. And we could say that even if our houses didn't look too nice, at least we can say we lived with dignity. And so that's what our core is in building Kahawiki Village.
Kurisu says the focus is to strengthen families with children by turning their lives around. Institute for Human Services spokesperson Kimo Carvalho says IHS is operating the first completed phase of Kahawiki Village, providing families with caseworkers and social services on site.
Right now, we do have 30 families that just moved into Kahawiki Village. There are 18 two-bedroom units, 12 one-bedroom units, a total of 115 residents here that are comprised of 51 adults and 64 children. So those 64 children range from infant all the way up to 12 years old. And, you know, these are kids that are given an opportunity that really can end that cycle of poverty. That's going to save the state of Hawaii millions of dollars down the road.
House Speaker Saiki, meanwhile, says there are no specific bills underwriting the project, but he'd like to at least see the beginning.
This model should be a statewide model. I'm hopeful that this year the legislature can establish some pilot programs just to see if we can basically create the formula and then duplicate this in the future. What you'll probably end up seeing at the end of session is a handful of bills that address creation of this program, especially the budget bill.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.